What is trade secret? So until the enactment of the Texas Uniform Trade Secret Act, Texas did not have a statutory definition. The basic definition in the common law which hasn't changed, basically talks about a formula, pattern, or compilation of information used actively in your business that gives the owner of that information a competitive advantage over people that don't know the secret. That standard got a lot of refinement in 2003 when the Texas Supreme Court decided the In Re Bass case. And as it turns out, the seminal case in Texas on what a trade secret is was an oil and gas case. In Re Bass, the plaintiffs were owners of non-participating royalty interests that alleged the Basses were failing to develop the property. And they sought production of geophysical data to help make that claim. The case was actually before the Supreme Court on mandamus. It was a discovery dispute involving the trade secret privilege. We'll talk about it in a minute. The court adopted a six-factor test from the restatement of torts that you can see here on the slide. The extent to which the information is known by others, known by employees, what you've undertaken to guard it, how valuable it is, how hard it was to develop the information, and how easily could somebody else do it. The holding was seismic data in that case was a protectable trade secret, and the court focused on the considerable steps taken by the Basses to maintain secrecy and the fact that the data was kept in a secured climate-controlled vault with tightly controlled access. You know, for those of you that are old enough to remember, every time I read that opinion, I sort of think about the opening credits from that old show, Get Smart, where Maxwell Smart's walking into his office and all the vault doors are closing behind him, and they talk about that sort of a thing to maintain the data. The couple points to make here about Bass, we can talk about those factors a little bit more later on. Bass did not answer the question of whether you had to satisfy all six factors. Subsequently, it's become clear that you don't. There's sort of a balancing that goes on. It's not black and white. And the other thing to note is that In Re Bass held in that case that seismic and geophysical data was a trade secret. That doesn't mean it always is. It was just under the facts of those cases. I want to talk and transition to a few of the other cases, specifically in the oil and gas context, that talk about trade secrets because they're interesting. There are a bunch of them, but I've tried to pick some that are interesting for one reason or another and provide a good orientation. In Re Kuntz was an interesting one. It was actually a divorce case where the husband was a partner in a consulting firm that identified prospects. And part of the compensation that the consulting firm got is if the client went out and drilled the prospect, they'd get an override. In the divorce decree, the wife was awarded a share of that override going forward if prospects that had been identified during the marriage were later drilled. And in the process, she requested the letters from the consulting partnership to its client that were positive evaluations of prospects. And the objection was, this is a trade secret. And also Mr. Kuntz took the position. These aren't my documents. I don't have possession, custody, or control of them. The case held production was not required, primarily in the majority, because Mr. Kuntz, even though he was a partner in this firm, and even though these letters were kept in his office, didn't have possession or ownership of the trade secret because it belonged to the client and the partnership. Now, the case didn't address what would happen if they'd sent a subpoena to the partnership, a third-party document request, but Mr. Kuntz himself didn't have possession or control, and that's an interesting case to remember for the oil and gas lawyer when you're defending a client who's asked to produce information, geophysical information, for example, that's actually owned by your seismic vendor and you just have the right to look at it under a license, you would think would be able to make the same argument that Mr. Kuntz did. Also notable in this case is that in the concurring opinion, there are four justices that would have also denied production on the grounds that this is a trade secret. And they went through several of the counterarguments in this case. They found that there were some inadvertent disclosures that hadn't waived the privilege. that sharing with employees didn't waive the privilege, et cetera, et cetera. In Anadarko Petroleum versus Davis, the case was about enjoining former employees of Anadarko who had admittedly downloaded some information from Anadarko reserve reports and other geophysical data. There's actually an error in the slide. I tried to shorten it and I got a little overzealous. The Southern District of Texas continued a permanent injunction on them using the data. It did not grant an injunction against them going to work for the competitor. And the case didn't plow any new ground, but I wanted to mention it because it's a really good step-by-step analysis by Judge Rosenthal in the Southern District, walking through the NRA Bass factors and how they apply, particularly in this injunctive context. And she actually reached different results as to the two employees. They were analyzed a little bit differently. And so it's a good teaching case and reference if you find yourself in that situation.